Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Relevant Leader Monthly, a conversation to help equip the leaders of Relevant Community Church to become influential leaders. As always, I'm your host, Nick Petrick. And on today's podcast, I have joining me Corey Nelson, our Sending Department Director. Corey, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Nick.
So, Corey, just so everyone can get to know you a little bit, I know we've all been through staff orientation or Relevant 101. We've all studied what each department does, but maybe it's just good to do a quick reminder for everybody. Just what all happens in the sending department? What are you over within Relevant Community Church?
Yeah, so as the sending director, the short of it is I oversee Relevant's community and global impact ministries, as well as our relational evangelism strategy.
All right, so Corey, I'm excited to have you today because I feel like what we have to talk about is something that will really help all of the leaders at Relevant. About a month ago, you and I were discussing a few different things, and we were talking about this aspect of leadership that a lot of people probably don't get excited about, probably don't think is a big deal, but for us, we were recognizing the importance of it. And that aspect is consistency. Honestly, I think a lot about what do we want to train our leaders in, what do we want to equip the leaders of Relevant in, and what we want to equip the leaders in order to help all of us become influential leaders, because I believe that all of us can become influential leaders, is we want to equip leaders in the skills that it takes to be the type of leader that people want to follow, to be the type of leader that people or the people they're leading are actually getting where they're leading them, and the type of leader that is equipping and reproducing other leaders. And so that's what an influential leader is, and I believe that the skills that we look at are things that we all can improve, because a skill isn't something that you're born with. A skill is something that you develop over time. So the skill we're looking at today is consistency. And I thought, you know, probably what would be important to start off is for us to define consistency. And there's actually two different definitions of consistency, so we want to be clear which one we're talking about. The first is a physical makeup of an object. That is not what we're talking about today. What we're talking about today, we're going to define consistency as the quality of always behaving or performing in a similar way. Let me say that one more time. The quality of always behaving or performing in a similar way. So consistency is something that, in all honesty, people don't look at and say, man, you know, that great leader, he is just so consistent. But we know that if we look at any great leaders, any great performers of any, you know, athletes, things like that, they are consistent. And so nobody ever talks about how the Chiefs just won the Super Bowl because they're so consistent. You know, people talk about how Patrick Mahomes was flashy and he did things that were big plays. But the reality is they don't get there without being consistent. So just to get us started off, Corey, why is consistency so important when it comes to leadership?
So before we even jump into that question, Nick, consistency, you know, as we've been talking about this, I just see it being, it's so unique because consistency can lead to different outcomes, you know, when you're trying to achieve something. So if you're trying to be, if you're being consistent in a relationship, the outcome is you're building trust. You're building your reputation with people. If you're being consistent with a schedule, you're leading people into, like, I'm predictable. I'm stable. I have stability in my leadership. So it's, you know, if we've been talking about this, I think it's going to be a really great skill that, you know, we can hopefully help people develop. You know, as we jump into consistency and leadership, you know, this podcast is really for Relevant leaders. And so, I just want to point out that, you know, based on that definition that you just gave, always behaving or performing in a similar way, we have the ultimate example as followers of Jesus in this consistency in Jesus, because the writers of Hebrew, or the writer of Hebrews says in chapter 13, verse 8, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Man, that is consistent right there. So
yeah, it is.
Obviously, if we see how consistent Jesus is, consistency is important. But I believe consistency is important in our leadership, because as leaders, like you said earlier, we want to have influence in people's lives. And one of the main ways that we have influence is when we're consistent in our leadership, in our words and our actions. When people know what to expect from you, they're more likely to trust you. I feel like they're more likely to follow you.
That's good. So you've been leading at Relevant for how long have you been at Relevant?
I've been at Relevant since the beginning, but on paid staff for a little over 7 years now.
Yeah, but you've been leading in different capacities even longer than that 7 years. And so you've seen a lot of examples. You've seen how things have developed, and so I think you have a great perspective on what consistency has done for our church. So what are some examples of how you've seen consistency impact influence?
Yeah, so within my area that I lead, I'll just give a couple examples where I've seen consistency have a big impact. And the first one is with our relationship with Tosini and Safe Haven Orphanage over in Thailand. At Safe Haven, they have a lot of people that will stop by, that will visit them. They'll give them a little bit of money. They'll hang out. They'll play with the kids. But when they leave, they don't ever come back. And when we met Tosini back in 2012, we chose to invest in Safe Haven for the long haul. So we continue to send teams to visit, to do projects there. We financially support them. We're praying for them. Through our consistency of showing up, supporting them, following through on what we said we were going to do, we built an enormous amount of trust with them. And then just this past year, we actually flew Tosini and her daughter Chom here to Omaha to be with our church. And this was huge because it's not easy for them just to pack up and leave. They have 50 kids that they're caring for over in Thailand. And so it shows that they really have an enormous amount of trust with us to make that leap and leave all those kids back and have somebody else caring for them and come here just to be with our church. And so I see that consistency really had some influence in that relationship.
Yeah, and that was a special week. You know, so many people got a chance to be inspired, to be encouraged, to be challenged by the life of Tosini and Chom, and really just being a part of what God is doing. This last weekend, I hadn't told you this, but I had a conversation with someone who was saying that one of the spiritually significant events that has happened during their time at Relevant was when Tosini and Chom came and challenged them. They said that when Tosini and Chom were talking, they felt like they were in the presence of a celebrity, a hero. And they were, you know, really challenged, inspired, wanting to do more. And to me, that speaks to just the influence and the impact that we have in the things that we do that we don't even realize we're having. And so, and it all started with the consistency that you poured into that relationship with them, the consistency, the commitment that we had to sending multiple teams over there, not just one, but really investing in one people group rather than, just trying to do different things whenever we had a new idea. And so just really cool to see how the consistency has impacted influence there.
Yeah, that's awesome. And thanks for sharing that, because I don't always get to hear those stories of the impact that things have. And so I love it when, you know, I get to hear something like that, that, you know, just through that relationship, the consistency, and it's paying off. you know, this happens so much where we are doing things and we're consistent, we're in our leadership role, and we're having an impact that we don't ever get to see. So it's awesome, yeah. And I appreciate you sharing that.
Well, and
that's cool.
And that actually, you know, makes me want to tell all of our leaders, if you have stuff that impacts you, if you know of people who are impacted by the things that Relevant does, like, let us know. We want to tell stories about it. But even like Corey said, you know, when you're a leader, you do things, you try to make things happen, and you don't know half of the impact that you're having. And man, just the encouragement that comes from that is, something that's so important. And so, yeah, let us know.
Yeah. And so, hey, to keep going on some examples of where I've seen consistency, impact, influence, you know, second area is with the Elkhorn Public Schools. About 4 years ago, we started investing into the schools. We just really wanted to show the schools that we were for them. And so we meet with the principals every month. We provide meals and snacks for the staff. We try to find some way to serve the schools during our annual serve day. And our consistency to show up and do the things that we said we're going to do has built trust with the schools. You know, when we first started doing this, they would ask us to pick up trash in the parking lot. And we said, okay, we'll start there. If that's what you want, we're gonna start the relationship there. We're gonna be consistent in showing up and say what we're gonna, you know, we're gonna do what we said we're gonna do. This year, we actually had, I'm not gonna go into the details of it, but we had two of the schools reach out to us to see what kind of resources Relevant had when they were hit in times of crisis. So yeah. The impact is the consistency that we've been showing the schools, the impact and influence is paying off by them starting to reach out to us in times of need.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, I think back a few years ago when we were saying how we want to be known for being for our schools and for our community, and honestly, to see where we've come from just a couple of years ago, it's come a long way. And I know it's happened largely because of how consistent we've been. One thing that I think of, you know, with consistency is just the credibility that it gives you. And, you know, we've developed credibility with the schools because we've been there. We've proven to them. I know when we first started going into the schools, they were kind of like, wait, you want to do what?
Yeah, they were hesitant. They're not used to that.
So. Yeah. And so so good job. Good job on you with your teams. Everybody who serves on those teams of being consistent and really showing our community that we're not just saying, oh, we want to be for you. Like we've lived that out. So so great job on that. Consistency seems like a pretty simple thing. But why are we talking about it? What happens if we aren't consistent in our leadership?
Yeah, consistency can seem pretty simple. But again, like I said at the beginning, when you're consistent, it can lead to different outcomes and have different impact. And so we're talking about it because it is really important. If you're constantly changing your purpose, your direction, you behave unpredictably, it's really going to be difficult for your team to trust you, to work effectively with you. And honestly, they will begin to disengage. You know, I'm not perfect at consistency, so I guess I can share an example where I was lacking some consistency in my leadership. A few years ago with our global impact team, we had no consistent volunteer opportunities. And so when people were joining the team, when people were on the team, an opportunity would arise and I would reach out to the team. Hey, we have this thing coming up. Please sign up to come serve. And I would get nobody. It would be me, maybe my wife. And to no fault of anybody else's, that I had no rhythm, I had no team, and ultimately I was having no impact. And so I had to evaluate that and go, okay, what do I need to do? How can I get more consistent? And now we have a consistent monthly volunteering opportunity. A monthly serving opportunity. The team is growing, they're connecting with each other, and we're able to have a bigger impact where we're serving. And so I can really, you know, see the importance of consistency, just even within one of my own teams here at Relevant.
Yeah, I love how you're saying that with your consistency, you're having a bigger impact. To me, that's the biggest thing, that if we're not consistent, that's what we're lacking. And, you know, I think back, I get the opportunity to lead our serving engagement ministry. And so Team Link, and I remember back a couple years ago where you would have, I'd ask you, what teams do you want me to promote at Team Link? And you'd say, well, I think I want you to promote the Global Impact team, but I'm kind of frustrated with it because, sorry, I'm throwing you under the bus here, but
no, you're fine.
But you said, you know, it's kind of frustrating because a lot of people sign up for it. A lot of people are excited about serving in global impact opportunities, but yet we don't have enough for them to do. And then because we're not doing things regularly, when I'll ask them, an opportunity comes up, I'd ask them to do stuff, and nobody would sign up. And you know, one, you setting up a regular monthly thing that you did gave people just clear vision of this is what we're going to be doing. So they knew regularly what was going to happen. They knew when they got there what they were going to be doing. It wasn't just some random event here and there, but it was a specific serving event. And really, the cool thing is that we've been able to have a lot bigger impact on the ministry, the partner that we're serving, but also the people who are on your team are able to have, there's impact that happens in their life because of what we say about serving and how serving really impacts us. And so, you know, good job on making that little change and really providing consistency for that team. So consistency is an interesting thing. It seems really simple, but it doesn't just happen. How do we be intentional when it comes to being consistent?
Yeah, excuse me. I love that. Like, consistency doesn't just happen. Like, you're right. It takes intentionality. Here's what consistency is not. Consistency is not just doing the same thing because that's how we've always done it. I'm sure a lot of people have heard a statement like this, but I think it fits so well here. Your purpose, your why, it should be written in pen. Like, that's your consistency.
Yeah.
Your plan, your how you get it done, that's what's written in pencil. That can change. I think sometimes people think the plan is where we do this because this is just what we've always done. And it's like, no, your plan can change. Your purpose and your why shouldn't change. That's in pen, but your plan, that can change. And honestly, Nick, I saw you do this really well. You lead, excuse me, you lead our people into what we call volunteer staff. We want to engage people to own and drive the mission of Relevant. Like, we are a small paid staff, so we need volunteers to own and drive this thing.
Yeah.
And we used to have a 12-week class, and it was called staff orientation. And you evaluated that plan and said, is this the best thing? And through that, you guys, along with some of your leaders, made the change to switch it over to 2 5- or 6-week classes called Relevant 101 and 201. And you've seen more engagement, you've seen better engagement, you've seen more people follow through, and ultimately we've had more people join volunteer staff. And so the ultimate purpose, the why you were doing it, like, that didn't change. You wanted to get people onto volunteer staff. It's just your plan changed a little bit. So you didn't settle and say, well, this is just how we always do it, so I'm just going to keep doing it that way. The second part of your question, you asked, what are some signs where we're lacking consistency in our leadership? I think when we're lacking consistency in our leadership, people don't know your purpose. People aren't clear on the why. So that's a big sign if people aren't clear on that. And then that'll lead to more signs: disengagement, frustration, loss of trust, and ultimately loss of influence.
That's good. So how do we do it? What do we practically do in order to be more consistent?
Yeah. I said this a little bit earlier, but evaluate. You know, it's something that I had to do when I noticed that I wasn't having impact on the Global Impact team. I had to evaluate. So I would say evaluate what you're trying to do. It's kind of funny because you should even have consistency in evaluation. you shouldn't wait to evaluate when things aren't going well. Like, yeah, you should always be evaluating.
It's too late at that point. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're not sure what to evaluate when it comes to consistency, I would say start with two things. I mentioned this earlier, but your words and your actions.
Yeah.
Is my communication consistent? Am I saying the same thing? Am I clear? Do my people know what to expect from me? And then my actions. Am I doing the things that I said I was going to do? Am I on time? Am I prepared? Do I follow through? So I would really focus on those two things, evaluating your words and your actions. But last, if you're finding that you're really stuck, find a mentor. Find somebody in your life who you trust and who you see has consistency in their life. And just ask them, man, would you invest in me? Would you help me get unstuck and help me find some consistency?
Yeah, I love that. I love just kind of thinking through what do we need to do? I believe that consistency is a skill. We talk a lot about talents, things that we're naturally born to do. But in order to be an influential leader, we need to work on and develop different skills of leadership. Consistency is a skill. It's something that we can get better at. I can think of a lot of different examples of things that at different times I wasn't very consistent at, but I worked on, I evaluated them, and was able to get better at, to improve at. You said that we need to evaluate our words and actions. We need to find a mentor. Those are great next steps. What I want to challenge all of our leaders to do is to think through those things. Think about where are you lacking consistency? Whether it's in your words, are there things that you're saying different at different times? You know, Ronnie always tells us that leaders are repeaters. Just being honest, I'm the type of person that I like to say something once and then think that people will remember it forever. It doesn't work very good in my marriage. It doesn't work very good with my kids. It doesn't work very good in ministry. And so, I recognize the importance of the consistency of my words, saying things over and over again. And obviously, when it comes to your actions, if you don't back up your words, you lose your credibility. People aren't going to want to follow you. And so, that's what we need to do. If we want to be influential leaders, if we want to have the best group that we can have, if we want to have the best team that we lead possible, we need to look at ourselves. We need to see where do we need to grow? What do we need to do differently? And then figure out a next step. After we figure out that next step, obviously we need to take it. But, my challenge to everybody listening is, what is your next step? Where in your leadership are you lacking consistency? And what do you need to do about it? Maybe it's that you need to get better at scheduling. Maybe it's that you need to get better at reminding your team of certain things of what you're doing. Maybe it's that you need to get better at just showing up more regularly. I know a lot of T-Life groups, it's easy for things to come up and just cancel. And so, but that impacts your influence. It impacts your group. It impacts the things that you're doing. So, all of the leaders listening, we have at one point or another, we've given you a orange Relevant Leaders notebook. If you don't have one of those, let me know. We'll get one to you. But open up that workbook. Spend, 30 minutes over the next week just writing down, evaluating your consistency. Consistency in your words, consistency in your actions. And if you need to, find a mentor. If you know somebody that could help you in a certain area, you see somebody that does something really good that you're not good at, reach out to them. If you don't know of somebody, reach out to me, reach out to Corey, reach out to one of the paid staff. We would love to connect you with someone and really help you, because we know the impact that it's going to have. So take control of your leadership. Really, work on this skill of consistency and make a difference. Because what we do in leading the groups that we lead, the teams that we lead, is it's so important. The health, the effectiveness, the influence of our groups and our teams is really going to fall back on the things that we do. And so so take that time, take the initiative, let's all be better leaders. Corey, as we wrap up, I want to give you an opportunity. You know, I asked you some specific questions, but maybe there's something inside that you're like, well, I want to share this. You got any final thoughts or anything you'd really like to communicate to all of our leaders?
Yeah, you know, Nick, we were talking about this before we started recording, but there's another biblical principle around this topic of consistency that I thought would be worth sharing. And it's if you're faithful in the small things, God will give you more. Meaning if you're trusted in the small things, if you're consistent in the small things, God will give you more. At Relevant, like, I have a ton of great leaders on my team. We, the paid staff, we have great leaders on all of our teams at Relevant. Like, we wouldn't be the church we are without them. So I'm so grateful for each of my leaders, all of our other staff's leaders, and anybody who has any kind of leadership role at Relevant. I'm grateful for everybody. And so I just want to encourage all of our leaders, be faithful, be trusted, be consistent in the small things. And I believe that God is going to give us more influence, more impact in our community, within the Corin community. And I believe he's going to move in big ways through the leaders at Relevant in 2024.
Yeah, and we've seen that. You know, you and I have been around long enough to know that each and every year, God has given us more. And it's, you know, it's come because of the leaders, the just what we've done, and really the consistency that the leaders have lived out. Corey, I want to thank you for joining me today. But more importantly, I want to thank you for your consistency. You're an example to me on what consistency looks like and the importance of it. And I think of our global impact that we've had, our community impact that we've had as a church. I've been a part of Relevant now for 8 years, and it is so, our impact is so much more than it was 8 years ago. And so much of that comes because of your consistency and because of the consistency of the leaders who you lead. So thanks, Corey, for just being who you are.
Yeah, thanks, Nick. I'm humbled to just be a part of all this. And again, you know, serve alongside all these great leaders that we have here at Relevant.
Yeah. So leaders, as always, make sure to follow the Relevant Leader Monthly on whatever platform you're listening to, so you can get a notification when the podcast is available every month. We post a new podcast the last Friday of every month. So don't forget to join us again next month for another conversation to help all of us become influential leaders.